This is week two of our Daf HaShavua program. We continue 11 lines down from the top of Gimel Amud Aleph in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Umos HaOlam, the nations of the world, have unsuccessfully attempted to make a counterclaim against God to show that they are deserving of some schar, some reward, even though they didn't keep the Torah. And this is their fourth counterclaim. This is what the idolaters will say to God as a counterclaim. Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Yisrael shekiblua hechen kimua, the Jewish people who accepted the Torah, where have you seen that they've actually fulfilled them? Or it? Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God responded back to them, Ani meid behem shekimu haTorah kula, I can testify that they have successfully fulfilled all of the mitzvos. Omrim Lefanov, so the nations of the world, the idolaters, respond back to God, you can't testify on behalf of the Jewish people. Ribono shel Olam, klum yesh av shemeir al beno, is there a father allowed to testify about his child? Clearly not. And you are like a father figure to the Jewish people, dechsiv bini bechorei Yisrael. You referred to the Jewish people as your firstborn, like as a firstborn son. Therefore, you can't testify that they've fulfilled the Torah. And since you can't testify that they fulfilled the Torah and kept the mitzvos, who can do it? No one can. And therefore, they deserve it just as much as we do. And therefore, we should get some sechar. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so God responded back to them, Shemayim va'aretz ya'idu behem shekimu es haTorah kula. Well, you're right. I can't testify because I am a father figure to the Jewish people, but heaven and earth, they can certainly testify to the fact that the Jewish people fulfilled the mitzvos. Omrim lefanav, the nations of the world responded back to God and said, no, they can't testify either. Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Shamayim va'aretz nogin be'idusan, heaven and earth are biased. They have a prejudice. They have a vested interest in the Jewish people. Shenemar im lo berisi yomam v'layla chukos shamayim va'aretz lo samti. If not for the covenant, if not for the Jewish people accepting the Torah, as Rashi explains, then God would have never set heaven and earth. So if not for the fact that the Jewish people accepted the Torah, the heavens and earth wouldn't have been set. So of course they want to claim, of course they'll testify that the Jewish people kept the mitzvos and observed the Torah, because otherwise they would cease to exist. Ve'amar Reish Lakish, Mai dechsiv vahi erev vahi yivoker yom hashishi, why the extra hey when referring to the sixth day? Melameid shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu imase bereishis. It teaches you, or teaches us, that God made a deal with the creation, v'amar, and he said, Im Yisrael mekablin es Torah si, if the Jewish people accept my Torah mutav, then everything is good, and heaven and earth will be set. V'im lav, and if not, ani achzir eschem latov avo, I'm going to completely destroy all my creations. V'hainu de'amar Chizkiya, or v'amar Chizkiya, and Chizkiya said in addition to that, Mai dechsiv mishamayim hishmata din eretz yara v'shakata, that heaven, from the heavens, they heard the judgment, and in the land they saw and they kept calm. Im yara lama shakata, if they saw, why were they calm? V'im shakata lama yara, and if they were calm, why does it mention that they saw? What's the connection? Ella, betchila yara ulbasof shakata. Initially they saw, which means, as Rashi explains, they saw and they thought that the Jewish people won't accept the Torah, and as a result, the heaven and earth would cease to exist. But ultimately, they saw that the Jewish people did accept the Torah, and they kept calm. They were satisfied to know that they would continue to be around in the world. That is a very long proof to explain that just as God was not able to testify, could not testify on behalf of the Jewish people that they accepted the Torah, neither can heaven and earth testify about the Jewish people. And if both of those groups cannot testify about the Jewish people's commitment and observance of the Torah, then they have no one to testify for them to deserve, or to the fact that they should receive any schar. And therefore, the Umos HaOlam believe they should get just as much schar as the rest of the Jewish people. So you see, the Umos HaOlam are using Gemara logic in order to show that the Jewish people are not deserving of the mitzvos, of the schar of the mitzvos. So therefore, God finally comes up with another answer. And God says, you're right. Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mikem Yavo'u V'ya'idu Behen B'Yisrael Shekimu Es HaTorah Kula. I can't testify on behalf of the Jewish people. Heaven and earth can't testify on behalf of the Jewish people. But you know who can? You can, from your people, from all the people of the world, they can testify that the Jewish people kept the mitzvos. How so? Yavo Nimrod V'ya'id Ba'Avraham Shelo Avar Avodas Kachabim. Nimrod can testify about Avraham, that Avraham didn't serve idols. Yavo Lavan V'ya'id B'Yaakov Shelo Nechshad Al HaGazel. Lavan can testify about Yaakov that he never stole anything, as you see again in the text. Yaakov was insistent that he never stole. Tavo Eshes Potifera V'teid B'Yosef Shelo Nechshad Al HaAveira. Potiphar's wife can testify about Yosef that he did not succumb to the temptation of committing adultery or immorality. Yavo Nebuchadnezzar v'yaid b'Chananya Mishael v'Azaria shlo ishtachavu latzelem. Nebuchadnezzar can testify about Chananya, Mishael, and Azaria that they didn't bow down to a tzelem, to an image. Yavo Daryavesh v'yaid b'Daniel shlo bitol asatzvila. Daryavesh can testify about Daniel that he never stopped the institution of davening. He kept on going. Yavo Beldad Ashuchi v'tzufir ha'namasi v'alifas etemani v'Eliyahu ben Berkael Habuzi v'yaidu behem b'Yisrael shekimu es kol ha'Torah kula. So all of them can testify. Bildad Hashuchi, Tzofer Hanamati, Elifas HaTemani. They all can testify that the Jewish people fulfilled the entire Torah. Shenemar, as the verse says, Yidnu Eidein v'Yitztaku. Back to Yeshaya 43, that they will testify that the Jewish people are legit and they've been able to maintain a religious commitment to their heritage. And therefore, God says, you guys can testify, and therefore, since you can testify, you have no claim for the schar. Now, one of the questions that the Tosos picks up on over here is, there seems to be some sort of repetition. In other words, God says Nimrod can testify that Avram didn't serve idols, and then we're told later on that Nebuchadnezzar can testify that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah didn't bow down to an image. That seems to both be a form of Avodah Zarah. Why would we repeat this idea of Avodah Zarah? It seems superfluous. So Tosfos tries to explain that the image is not really Avodah Zarah. It's a statue. A statue which was not made for the purposes of idol worship, but a statue made for the purposes of kavod, of giving honor to the king or the leader, whatever it may be, which, as we'll see in the third perek of Avodah Zarah, we have a Mishnah which discusses forms of idols or statues which may not really be considered in the category of Avodah Zarah, simply because the Avodah Zarah wasn't made for idol worship. It was made as a statue for kavod, to give honor to the king. And therefore, now, where the Gemara continues, Amru Lufanav, so now the other nations of the world realize their error, they realize their mistake, and they have no claim, and therefore they say, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Tana Lanu Meirosh V'Na'asena. They say, you know what, God, you're right. Give us another chance. We made a mistake. We were wrong. But give us a chance, and we can earn our keep and get that schar. Amr lema kadosh baruch hu. God responds back to them, Shotim sheba olam, you fools! Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. Misha lo tarach be'erev Shabbos, mehechan yochal b'Shabbos. Someone who is busy on Friday preparing for Shabbos, they're going to eat on Shabbos because they spent all this time cooking and preparing. But if you didn't prepare for a meal on Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have any food for Shabbos. And therefore you guys, idolaters, who didn't put in the effort to commit yourselves to me, you don't deserve anything. But nevertheless, even though God had that claim against the idolaters, Ella, he said, Afal Pikain, mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukah shma. I have an easy mitzvah, a light mitzvah for you to accomplish. Its name is sukkah. Lechu v'asu osa. Go out and fulfill this mitzvah of sukkah. And before we get into this long discussion about what happens with the idolaters and in their ability, or whether they're able to build or fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, the question is, why sukkah? Why would God give them a mitzvah of sukkah to fulfill? And the Marsha explains that sukkah is more of a symbolism. It's the idea that everything in this world is temporary. That if your focus is on the temporal nature of the world, then you will be successful in committing yourself to God. And Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to have a similar idea in his Darash Moshe about this concept that, again, sukkah is something which is easy to fulfill, not literally easy to fulfill, but the message makes the performance of mitzvos easy to fulfill.